my favorite human beings. It's your favorite caffeinated, medicated, and never hydrated nurse, Nurse John. And we are back again for another week of your favorite therapy podcast. I beg your pardon. How are you today, my best friend? Are you on shift? Are you on your day off? Are you just chilling? What's happening? Tell me, what's good? I hope everything is good. If not, listen, girl, this is just another day, and tomorrow is gonna be a great day for you. Just make sure you prioritize yourself, you take those medication, you caffeinate yourself just like I am with my rice fuel energy drink, and make sure that you focus on your own healing, baby. Again, we cannot pour on an empty cup, because if your wine glass ain't full enough for you, you're not giving away those wine to anybody else. You know what I mean? So fill those wine glasses to the brim. Drink it for yourself, just for yourself. Okay? I love you so much. And we are back again. And this is the part two of the most requested. Since we did the hospital hookup stories, you guys have DM'd me every single day to continue and give it a part two. So baby, that's what we're doing. We're doing a part two of hospital hookup stories. And again, I just want to give a disclaimer that this might brought up some trauma, past experience, bad nightmares that you've experienced yourself. And I'm so sorry if you did. And I just want to let you know that if in any case that you're listening to this podcast and it kind of triggers something in you, pause, take a deep breath, come back to it, and remember that whatever you did before doesn't define you now. You are a different person 24 hours ago, a year ago, and you are learning from your mistakes. This is a safe place, and I just wanted to let you know that you are validated in here, okay? You are loved, you can take up space, you matter, and most importantly, you are a human being who makes mistakes, and that's totally fine, all right? What are we waiting for? I think we should head on. Let's do this. Whew. Let me just drink my caffeine from Rice Fuel. Again, if you guys ever want to get your Rice Fuel caffeine, just go to Google and type R-Y-S-E Fuel and find their store locator so you can find your nearest Rice Fuel. I love you so much. This flavor is Smarties. And baby, this is good. And check this Stanley dupe, you guys. This is actually my merch, and it says caffeinated, medicated, and this time dehydrated. And you can get this in my merch store, www.nursejohnnn.com, when it's released, which is super soon at the end of August. And before we start this episode, do me a favor and download this episode, share it, leave us a 5-star, follow our podcast, and turn on notifications so that you receive every single week our newly released episode. And at the same time, that's the only way we can keep and let the world know the truth and nothing but the truth about healthcare and our whole community. I love you guys so, so much. Mwah. Let's get into it. All right, you guys. Let's do this. First submission story. Hold on tight to your seat, you guys, because we are starting really strong in here and really Grey's Anatomy vibe. Hi, John. Here's my spicy love story. My boyfriend is from the Royal Navy, and I'm from a hospital here in the UK. Okay, first red flag. It is a man in a uniform. I met my partner through a dating app, and we both have the appetite for each other. I love that. I love that kind of description. Period, sis. Even if I know we're going to meet after my shift or at the end of the day, we will have this naughty conversation even if we're in the middle of each other's shift. Girl, I hope you're prioritizing your patient care first, okay? But yes, you can have a conversation with your naughty boy, your man in a uniform. I'm doing night shift. We hook up either in the car park or in the unit when I'm the nurse in charge. I beg your pardon, as a nurse in charge, not you using the nurse in charge power to hook up. You're probably like, okay guys, I'm just going to check the ER to see if we're gonna get an admission. But you, girl, you go straight to the parking lot to meet your Navy boy, huh? We got 1.5 hour on social hours, by the way. Okay, so you take that time. Okay, so good. So not on your working hours. So one night shift, after having sex at one of the sleeping quarters, excuse me, did you replace the linen after you guys use it? I'm not judging. I'm just letting you know that you should replace that, because if I was your coworker and I sleep on that and you didn't tell me, you guys, mm-mm. One of our confused patients accidentally opened the door and saw me and my partner cuddling each other post-sex. That patient must have been so shocked to see us. He said, sorry for disturbing us. I immediately dressed up and lead the patient back to our unit. Oh, poor Papao. He probably just wanted his ice chips or a pudding. And you guys are cuddling. Oh God, you guys are so funny. That patient keep on telling nurse naked whenever he sees me. But since the patient is confused, no one believes him. And poor guy was sent from... Listen to this, guys. The poor patient was sent for some psych evaluation for inappropriate behavior because of me. This is not right. Lesson learned. Don't abuse your position as a nurse in charge. Sorry, can't help it. My soldier is really hot. I mean, girl. The poor dude. Everyone thinks he's confused, but he is not, because he saw what he saw and it probably got stuck in his head. Oh my God, you guys. Well, I hope you guys worked out though. Oh yes, you guys are dating still. Oh, this is a cute fairy tale. And at the same time, funny. And at the same time, be careful next time, you guys. Next. I work night shift, labor and delivery, and my coworker in my pod was caring for a patient trying for an unmedicated delivery. The patient really wanted to sit in the hot shower to help with her labor pains, so her nurse was able to get the wireless monitor working in the shower. Great, right? Yes, until it didn't. So the nurse went into the patient's room and into the bathroom, knocking, of course, and making her presence clear, which every nurse should be doing, knocking on the door, telling the patient or the family, or just making people know that you are coming in. Because sometimes you don't want to just like open the door and see things that you don't want to be seeing, which is not their fault. I mean, people should not be doing inappropriate behaviors, but at the same time, like if that ever happens, you just want to give like, you want to warn yourself type of thing. Patient went into the bathroom, knocking of course and making her presence clear. She ended up walking into the patient and her husband in the shower. You know, no wonder the monitor wasn't picking up well. I got a question though. Does it really help? Okay, so I was in this like Reddit post. The topic is basically having sex when you're close to labor because it's going to help push the baby out easier. You know how like they say that for moms, they should try to sit on like this giant ball so that it helps for pushing and whatnot, or do some stretching so it helps for them to push easier so it's less like painful and there's less chance of tearing, which I'm not really sure because again, I'm not a labor and delivery nurse, but I've also seen this Reddit trend that having sex apparently helped this woman give birth easily. Because anyways, please confirm this or tell me if you've ever seen or heard about this, because I've seen it. I've seen it in a post, not in real life. Oh my God. But I... You did them the right thing. I don't know if that's painful or that's helpful, or I don't know. I mean, they're freaky like that, I guess. But good for them. I just hope they're okay. The baby's okay. The parents are okay. Nurse. I just said nurse. Next. I was a nurse working with a doctor. I was fucking. Disclaimer. I was going to drop off Christmas cookies for him. So I wore nothing but a button-up coat and boots with thigh-high netting. Full makeup, and walked my naked self right back to his office to drop off the cookie. Needless to say, the Christmas cookie were not the only one he enjoyed. I beg your pardon. I mean, okay, this is giving very 50 Shades of Grey. This is giving role play. This is giving your teasing. I hope you didn't come to the hospital in his office and do that, because you're gonna look like one of those Halloween sexy nurses, or you actually had that confidence and show up like that. I mean, girl, I'm all in for you, but mm-mm. I mean, the cookie was good, and I guess you are the bakery. Anyways, congrats. I hope it worked out for you guys. Next. This one is a doozy. My name is Brittany and I started working at one of the top hospitals in the nation. Blank, blank, blank. I'm a nursing assistant on a med-surg floor. A few months ago, I got floated to a neighbor unit and met some fine-ass nurses. I mean, we do look fine. Smelling like C. diff, smelling like vomit. But hey, with our messy hair, big-ass scrubs, which... you guys should check out my favorite scrub, Guard Malade. I mean, we still do look sexy. I mean, it's hot, right? Hotness is not just physical. It's the mind, how we critically think. That is sexy. For me, at least. Nurses are really sexy because we can critically think. We can save people's lives. Isn't that sexy? That's literally like Superman or Wonder Woman in real life. And that's us. But don't call us superhero because it's how the government and hospital gaslit us to thinking that we can do everything and anything in life, period. Just a little shout out to the government and the hospitals and the CEOs who's in the Bahamas right now enjoying their life while everyone else is doing their overtime shifts. Anyways, long story short, I caught one of the nurse's eyes and he asked me for my number. Okay. I have it to him and we texted back and forth for a week just getting to know each other. At this point, nothing was sexual. It was all innocent, friendly conversation with the occasional, "You're attractive." Well, girl, that's how it starts, right? Y'all like complimenting each other, calling each other, "Oh my God, you're so cute. I like you in your scrubs." And that's when the heat gets started. Fast forward a couple weeks after we met, I get sent to that unit again. Ironically, that nurse is working. I ended up helping him clean up one of his confused dementia patients. I feel like I know where this is going. I hope, hopefully not. After that is over, I go to take my gloves off and leave the room when he pushes me into the patient's bathroom and make out with me. You guys don't disappoint because this is going somewhere I think it is. And it went right there. Not in the patient's bathroom, not in Mr. Smith's bathroom. You guys, we finally leave the room and he asked me to take my lunch break at the same time as him. So I did. He texts me that I kissed him so good he wanted more of me. Okay, it's giving Grey's Anatomy out here. Aren't you guys blushing? Because I am blushing real hard. We ended up having sex in the bathroom of one of the shutdown It was so freaking hot. I found out yesterday that he's married with a literal children. Fuck my life. I thought this is going good. I thought this is a start of a real Grey's Anatomy situation. And this is just another drama of cheating. Oh my God. Why are you guys not asking these people if they're married or if they have kids? Oh my Lord. I don't know what is it that is in the moment that you guys don't have the guts to ask them first. Are you married? Show me your finger. I mean, they probably removed their ring, but like, ma'am. Anyways, again, guys, watch out for the red flags. If someone, if a coworker, if a transporter, if a colleague, if a doctor is flirty with you and they seem to be pretty much flirty with everyone else, that's already a big red flag because they probably are married, engaged, has a boyfriend, has a girlfriend, or has kids. So please, if they look cute, admire them. If they look hot, just think about it, but don't engage, babe. We are not breaking no relationship. It's probably broken already, but like, we're not gonna be part of it. Remember, I love you, so please do not. And again, I do not judge anyone in here, and I'm telling you right now, most of the time the person who that person is cheating with don't even know the story. So don't ever blame yourself if you did not know. But next time, if you've already experienced this kind of situation and again, you hook up with another coworker or anyone, ask the question. Don't be shy. It is something that you should be doing the next time. You don't want it happening again, right? Cool. Amazing. Love you guys. A newly married male respiratory therapist was meeting with a female cardiac step-down RN in the chapel. Guys, my heart is either pounding, it stops for like a quick 2 seconds, or my mind is just not minding. Cardiac step down are in the chapel during night shift. People totally found out. He left his wife and started dating this another cheating situation here. How many? Okay, rule number one, do not date or engage with anyone who's your coworker because most likely they are in a relationship. Oh my God. He left his wife and started dating this nurse. They ended up getting married. I might have accidentally told him I love you when hanging up after giving him a patient update. I cringe every now 7 years later. Let's just imagine that this guy, he actually looks good. Okay, you guys, I know we need a lot of love, appreciation, touch, by touch, you're my only lover. But come on, you guys. Sure, some of them really looks like Max Teamy or the Grey's Anatomy characters, but come on. Let's not. We have to ask the question. I'm gonna keep repeating this. Ask the question. Are you married? Are you in a relationship? Do you have kids? Show me your phone. Because we're not going to be a homewrecker. I love you all. Next, a former job, there was two OBs that work at the same office year ago. Their significant others found out that they were fooling around and the solution was to have them work at separate offices. They both went their separate ways and stayed with their significant others after that incident. Okay. For me, in a relationship, once you cheat or once you did something that should not be done in a relationship, there's no chances. Unless we've been together for a long time and really like it was cause of intoxication or situation. Even you're intoxicated, you should know your limit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like when people use the fact that, oh, the only reason why I kiss a man or I kiss a girl is because I was really intoxicated. But girl, you still are conscious deep down inside you and your heart is still there to know that you're not supposed to do that. I know how alcohol works with you. It depresses your thinking and whatnot. But at the same time, come on, please. Once a cheater, always a cheater. And again, this is just my opinion. Other people have their opinion, and I'm just saying, for me, no. But little do they know that they always schedule their own call nights together, which is typically Wednesday nights, sometimes continuing to Sunday. None of the nurses like to work Wednesday because they are never to be found. Well, they're probably doing the deed. On more than one occasion, the housekeeper has found condoms in the provider's room. Guys, why? And plus, people don't clean up? Come on. There was one night I had a patient that was having a cervical ripening balloon inserted. I broke down the bed, had everything ready to go. I have to call the male OB and she answers and says, oh, he's in the shower. He's in the shower. Of course, he is. Which I accidentally slip off my mouth. I mean, girl, period. As you should. I had just got them when they were doing the deed. Oh, my Lord. This is crazy. And to think that they should be ready for work type of situation. I know they're on call, but this is really giving Grey's Anatomy. You know, like they just finish having sex. They're on call and they're like, yes, I'm coming. Don't worry. He's like, okay, I have to go. And then they just like get ready so fast and quick and then go to the hospital. Like they were never tied from what they did and everything was okay. This is crazy. Next, I have a spicy story. A doctor added me on Facebook the day he met me as a new grad starting my first job. Isn't that a little too fast? Fast forward 3 years later, his license has condition on it due to stalking and becoming so obsessed, he would pace outside of the patient room if I was talking to another man. Oh, no, we have a psychopath. He would make threesome comments in front of patients and new creepy facts about my life that I never told anybody. We only went out twice. Yet my sexual harassment case was covered up multiple times by the hospital in order to keep the doctor there and suffice to say, don't shit where you eat. He was fired only after multiple other women came forward and said he was womanizing them and having them do medical tasks for him. This is disgusting. And again, like I'm telling you guys, hospital is not your friend. HR is not even a friend too. You, documentation beats conversation. And I will always repeat this. Document every single thing that happened, the time where it happened, the date, everything. Because when you have to file a lawsuit or something like that, you have to have these things ready. And I just feel bad for all other women and mostly for you because you fought for yourself and to not be sexually harassed by some psychopath. This is really scary. This is giving another Netflix situation where they fell in love and now the girl doesn't want it because they discovered that this person is a really bad person, but that guy is now trying his best to get her back and would do anything. Oh, this is crazy. I am so sorry that you went through this. This must not be easy. And first of all, not being heard and not being believed at something that is life-threatening is the worst. And I hope everything is working out well. I hope he has a restraining order and I hope that he's not practicing anymore because that is crazy. I just cannot imagine that doctor practicing and oh my God. No. Next, Hey, I have a hospital hookup story for you. So a little background on me. I am a CNA at the hospital I work at, and I always start my morning with rounding, updating charts, etc. after receiving a report. I work on a med-surg floor, and we often have patient families stay overnight with a post-operation. Well, I started my rounding and walk in on my patient and their girlfriend actively doing the deep. I closed the door and left them be. After an hour or so, I went back in when the girlfriend left and I apologized to the patient. The patient's wife was sitting in there with him. The wife was wondering what I was talking about walking in on them having sex. Turns out the girlfriend was the wife's sister. Oh my God. Not the wife's sister.
Oh God.
This is a Netflix show. This is drama. This is the things I live for. Turns out the girlfriend was the wife's sister. Oh my God. I would not know what to do if I'm in the middle of that situation. Again, as a nurse, as a professional, you cannot say anything. I mean, you can chart what you saw and did, like you saw and heard and everything, but you cannot tell to the wife what is going on. It's not your right. I mean, at least where I live right now and the laws that we have here, it's not the same. Probably in some state or country it is okay, but here no. Oh my God, that is a great ass tea. Okay, next. It's not a hospital, it's a dialysis facility. Who knew how much crazy stuff happens at one of these? I've been seeing one of my co-workers for over a year and we have sex all over the clinic. In the conference room, in the charge nurse's office, in the bathroom, in the doctor's office, and in the file room. Thank you, girl, for being so specific where you guys do the deeds. We have sex like twice a day whenever we work together. We are always trying to find different places to bone. There's a thrill to it, and for sure, adrenaline, almost getting caught. We do it in the morning before anyone arrives and once before we both clock out. Sometimes we sneak out, wait a damn minute. Sometimes we sneak one in between patients' treatment if we can. Don't worry, the patients are still being monitored. Well, I hope so, because you're at the job. That is your priority. But something about having sex at work is riveting. Are you... You guys, this is not... I mean, hopefully though, again, the man is not married and not in a relationship. And I hope that you guys ended up together. And please, for the sake of work and ethic, professionalism, go home. Do it at home, you guys. This... Not everywhere. This is giving 50 Shades of Grey hospital edition, but Grey's Anatomy situation. In the locker room, in the shower room, in the OR table. I don't know. You guys have this thrilling, exciting things that you guys want to explore and you guys do it in the hospital. Like I said before, the last thing I want to be at is in the hospital because of how dirty it is, how many things I've seen. I wouldn't want to be doing things inside the hospital. Okay, next. Long-term care hookup story. Do you guys already know where this is going? I feel like I'm imagining some... Okay, are you guys ready? Let's do this. I was a preceptor to this beautiful man. We already know where this is going. Who was clearly attracted to me as well. Okay. After every shift, he would clean off my car, get me coffee, and everything. Don't you think he just wants you to pass him? I'm just putting it out there because there are people out there who sucks up the higher up so that they can get in a better position. Well, hopefully not. And hopefully he's actually attracted to you. And when signing the narcotic books, he would lean in enough to hover over my shoulder. Okay, ma'am. He smelled like heaven. Period. We work a lot of nights together. Then one night we had to go into our stockroom to see if we needed to order any supplies. I was looking at the list. Next thing you know, his hands were on my hip. He was pressed into me and he started kissing my neck. I died.
It's getting spicy. Wait a minute.
This is so cute. Guys, I watch too many romance movies. The whole night, he would grace me with his finger accidentally. Okay. You're a little naughty, naughty. After he was done his placement, we both couldn't take it anymore and we just hook up. He now is an ER nurse and knows anatomy very well. Well, girl, you taught him biology and anatomy very well. What kind of preceptorship are you doing for this? Because aren't you supposed to be teaching him about clinicals more than anatomy and stuff? Girl, you literally, you guys, you taught him how to discover starting from an atom to the biggest thing ever. You let him explore the world of anatomy and biology. And you did that. You should be proud because now you just made the greatest RN in the emergency department. I hope you guys ended up together though. I hope so. Please come back to me and tell me that you guys are together and now married and have kids. Okay? Next. Or if you guys don't want kids, dogs together. Or if you don't want dogs, just you guys. That's gonna be really amazing to know. Here's for my French listener, because again, I live in Quebec, I speak French, and this is your French story. I'm gonna try to translate it in English, but I'm gonna speak it in French because I know you guys have been asking me to speak in French. Again, I don't have the full accent in French, but I can speak it and I can read it, okay? If it's okay, I'm gonna write this story in French. It's gonna be easier for me. I got you, girl. C'était deux LPN qui ont hook up dans le salle de bain de l'hôpital pendant plusieurs mois et en plus, les deux sont mariés. Tout l'hôpital a fini par le savoir et même le nouveau s'affaissant tout rencontre l'histoire. Are you guys ready for the translation of this? So it was two LPN, so licensed practical nurse, that hook up in the bathroom many, many times. And plus the fact that they are both married. Everyone in the hospital know what's going on and their history. I don't really understand why all the hookups that's happening in the hospital are either with the married people or someone is married in a relationship and all this. I don't know what's going on. Do we need another course in nursing school to teach the future ones that don't do this kind of stuff? Next, hookup story. I was walking down a transport hallway in a very busy emergency department, taking a flight crew back to the helipad elevator when we have to push one of those privacy barriers made of metal and fabric against the wall for more room. All of a sudden, there was yelling, scrub bottom and underwear down around ankles, bare genitals of the travel RN, rad tech, and a regular clerk. Can you believe it? A threesome in the hallway. All three got walked out and we never heard from them again. The pre-shift huddles were awkward for weeks with reminders about professional behavior. Not in the hallway. So my first question is, isn't your hallway crowded also? Because in our ER, every single space that can be occupied by a bed is occupied at the moment. That is how crazy the situation in the emergency department right now. But in the hallway, publicly? Okay, they must have done this before because... And three of them? Okay, next. I don't really know what to say. Hospital hookup story. I had sex with a doctor on an Easter Sunday in the doctor's lounge. It was a night shift. He is now my boyfriend.
Okay. But in the Easter Sunday, girl, I was supposed to be holy. I was supposed to rejoicing because he is risen. Well, something has risen, obviously. Something else risen too. And I am a travel nurse now. We met at the hospital. Worst part about it was Easter Sunday. That's what I'm saying, girl. Easter Sunday? Well, two things has risen. I was clacked out and all my patients were chilled that day. Thank you. This is the example I have been telling you guys that you should not do it at work or while working. It should be when you're clocked out and when your patients are doing okay. But again, not at work, when you're clocked out, period. And you guys are together, nobody's married, everyone's okay and happy. I am happy for you, girl. And first of all, that's a doctor. Give it out. Yes. Money.
I'm kidding. The residents thinking, what money? We're buried deep down in death. And I feel you guys, I'm still paying my university loans till this day. And I don't know where I'm gonna finish, but it's probably another 5 years. Okay, next. I was on a travel nurse contract in a small town. I was on my third contract renewal when I started dating the ER doc / medical director. We went strong for a few months. However, there were red flags. Okay, she knows how to read red flags. I started to notice personality traits that were unsettling, and one of them was a flirty vibe with other nurses. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. If the person you're trying to hook up with is already flirty, and has a flirty personality, do not engage. I told myself I was just being paranoid, and I told myself these thoughts were toxic. Long story short, my suspicions were confirmed. Period. I immediately called things off. Wallowing in my sorrows, I decided to be impulsive and ask someone out that I have had the biggest crush on. He worked as an aide in the kitchen. At this point, status didn't matter to me because I had witnessed this man's character and loved what I saw.
Oh, so cute.
Okay, wait. You guys, I'm just blushing. Ooh, this is so cute. Okay, look at my legs. My legs are literally like stretched out right now because I'm so blushing to this. Oh, sorry. He worked as an aide in the kitchen. At this point, status didn't matter to me because I had witnessed this man's character and loved what I saw. Not only was he is an eye candy, period, but he had a Keanu Reeves-like spirit. That's what I'm talking about. We hit it off. The problem was my contract was ending. I was returning to my hometown because our connection was so great. I asked my new friend to come back to the place with me. He was excited about the thought of moving to a big city. He agreed. Meanwhile, the doctor was very much interested in reconciling. It was too late. I had seen all the red flags and was completely turned off by them. Money didn't upstage the beautiful character I manifested the day I left. The doctor sent me a message stating, "I hear you're moving to blank with some guy." The word was out and spread like wildfire because it is healthcare. We were the talk of the town, the talk about gossip, what a small town scandal. Needless to say, me leaving the doctor for the kitchen boy was the best decision. We are still going strong. I love this. I am so happy for you, girl. And thank you for reading the red flags of the doctor. Because again, guys, a lot of these stories leads to being cheated on. Someone's cheating. Someone's saying, in a relationship, and it's not right. Again, what happened to you in the past or what you've experienced in the past doesn't define you now as a person. Always remember that your past is your past, and it helps shape who you are right now and should not define you now. The only thing that you have to realize though is that if you made a mistake before in the past, you have to make sure that you correct those. But if you continue doing the same thing that you've been doing before, then that's your problem and you should seek help. Seek help like a therapist or a coach that can help you get away from those habits, because it's detrimental, not just for you, but with the person you're doing it and whoever else is involved in that situation. Again, we don't want to wreck a family. They're probably already wrecked, but we don't want to be part of it. You know what I mean? So that's really cute. And I'm so happy that you guys are together, that it's working, and you find the right person. You took your chance, and you know what? And again, that is so true though. It's not about the status, because again, there's also this myth like, oh, nurses should marry doctor if they want a stable life. But not every single doctor are rich or able to. They do make money, for sure. I mean, like, they're in a Lamborghini or Maserati or anything, and we're driving our Kia Sorento. You know what I mean? But again, the status should not be a part of like why you should marry someone. And again, I'm not against for people who's looking for a rich guy or a rich woman to marry. And this is your choice. This is what you want to do. But again, at the end of the day, I think the most important part is you should find someone who loves you for who you are, who loves you for not just your physical look, but who will be there for you through thick and thin, through your best and your worst. Who's going to accept you for who you are, what you are, and everything else about you? Because money can't buy real love. It can buy things, but then those things, when you're dead, are gonna stay up here in the earth. But the real love will stay forever and ever, even when you're both dead and buried down there. You know what I mean? You'll still meet your soulmate in heaven type of thing. This is so cute, you guys. Okay, I'm so happy. We got some rare, beautiful stories in here. Okay, next. I was dating another travel nurse for 2 months. We met during report when I was floated to his unit. He told me he was single, no kids, able to travel wherever. Okay, this is not going good. He started to act different, so I dug online and found out he had been engaged. He told me he's no longer was. I asked a transporter at work to ask around on his unit. Turns out he was hooking up with other nurses, and he has a 5-month pregnant fiance back home in Texas, stepdad to her daughter, and is getting married in September? I beg your biggest pardon. I threw up in the trash can in the nurse station when I found out. I confronted him on his unit and he had nothing to say. I told his fiance everything. period. Sent her a screenshot of his text. Turns out he slept with us both on the same day. While she's pregnant. No. While she's pregnant. Full-blown narcissistic sociopath. I mean, girl, this is another thing. If they don't want to tell you anything, use your spy agent skills. Search through Facebook, search through Instagram, anywhere in social media to find your answers. Because again, if somebody is not telling you anything, if they're not open, and again, I'm also the type of person that I don't open up easily to someone until I'm comfortable, which is totally fine. But if someone seems sketchy with, they're like, oh, it's okay, don't mind about it, like, that's not important, there's probably something they're hiding. So you better not just let it go. You better do your thing and make sure that there is no drama that you're being involved with. And this is crazy. I feel bad for the wife. I feel bad for the newborn. I feel bad for the stepdaughter. They should get out from this man. Not right. Not good. And again, for our quote of the week, I will leave you guys this. Repeat this with me. I am not fully healed from my past, but I'm moving forward because I owe it to myself to be happy again. You can interpret this in many, many different ways, but how I would interpret this from my burnout, that I am not fully healed from my past or what I've experienced, but I am moving forward and getting help through therapy and realizing that whatever I experienced today, whatever I experienced before, is part of how I grow and how I can correct things. And I owe that to myself because I need to be happy again and I need to go back to working again, which is something I would love to do, which actually I am doing because I just got a secret nursing job. I will tell you guys very, very soon once I start the job, but I am employed again and I am doing a nursing job. I'm so happy, you guys, but I will update you once I start working. What is it? I don't know yet. Secret, but I will tell you guys. And again, heal yourself, prioritize yourself, love yourself because you deserve it and you owe that to yourself to be happy again. And okay, you guys, that is the second part of our hookup stories. Oh my God, I don't know what to say, but this is a mixed emotion of like anger, blushing out of like true love, shock because of the things that I just read. And I can imagine because, again, I've watched all the Grey's Anatomy season and I'm just like, wow, even me, I'm like surprised that they do exist. All those scenes from Grey's Anatomy and even worse, even the craziest thing you could not ever think could happen in the hospital. And again, I don't know what to say, but for every single woman right now who's listening to here and you've had the same exact situation and story where you've been cheated on by your husband, your boyfriend, your fiance, I am so, so, so sorry. And I hope you are okay. I hope you're doing well. I hope you left that situation because you cannot change that person. They have to change themselves. And again, for me, this is my opinion. Once a cheater, always a cheater. If they had the guts to do it once, at some point, they will still have the thought of doing it again. And you need to save yourself from that situation. And I know sometimes like it's hard because then you have kids, you have a house together, you have all of this together. But girl, I think the most important part is your emotional and mental health. And so is your physical health at the very end of the day. You can figure out things at some point. When you're out of that relationship, all the struggles, you're gonna get back up on your feet. But it's hard to do it if you keep staying in this really toxic and not good of a relationship. And I've helped a lot of my friends who have dealt with this kind of situation, and it's really hard. I completely understand. But the thing is, again, you have to save yourself. You have to save your heart, your mind. You deserve so much better. You deserve the whole world, and you deserve someone who loves you and who will be there for you type of thing. You know what I mean? And for my other girlies out there who's been hooking up at work, please, on your break, please, I'm kidding. Please don't do it at work, you guys. Not at work, okay? Not in any of the tables, any of the bed, anywhere in a hospital. Go home. Hold the hormones close and don't trust a man. Don't let them tempt you or anything. Don't be tempted. They're crazy. And again, read the red flags very important, okay? Thank you guys so much for listening again to our podcast, and I'm so, 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 so happy that you are here. Please do me a favor, make sure you download this episode, leave us a 5-star, share this episode, follow, and turn on notification of our podcast in Spotify and Apple, because that's the only way we can spread the reality, the truth, the things we've all experienced as a whole, as a community of healthcare, to everywhere around the world and to the public. The things that the government, the hospital, the CEO doesn't want to know. We will speak about it here. And again, this is a safe place for you to feel validated, to know that you're not alone, to know that you are not the only one going through the same situation. And I love you, love you, love you so much. Again, take your medication, drink some water, text your friends, treat yourself, and prioritize yourself over your job and anything else. I love you, love you, love you, love you so much. See you next week. Mwah.